Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome. This is Master Merva Inkeri. I'm so very happy to be here with you for a live show today. I am honored to be the director of the Soulfulness Center here in Sydney, Australia. I am a certified master teacher by the Soul Power Institute. To teach the wisdom and knowledge that my teacher, Dr. and Master Zhigang Sha, has brought to many, many people around the world, around the globe, through over 20 books that he has authored. So today I'm very excited to prepare and start the notion for International Women's Day. And this month and today and Wednesday, really, my focus is on harmony. Here in Australia, on the 21st of March, we have Harmony Day. A lot of that focus is through the schools and on the multicultural nature of Australia, for example. And a lot of schools and children get involved and so forth, which is wonderful to teach our children about the concept of oneness through having no separation in our minds, in our thinking, between culture, races, language, religion, country of origin, etc. All these different aspects that we can classify, categorize, and thus create division in life. Harmony comes from alignment. Harmony comes from alignment of the soul, heart, mind, and body. This is the internal alignment. When we have inner alignment, then this can extend to outer alignment in our lives, which means alignment in our relationships, in our family, in our business, career, in our health, in any one of these aspects of life, or all of these aspects of life. When we have the alignment, we can experience harmony, balance between the different aspects of our life or within ourselves. Many, many people are unhappy in life because they feel that they are not happy at work, happy in a relationship, happy with their self, happy with their physical bodies, with their weight, whatever. The list can go on for a very long time. So to have the happiness, to have harmony between different aspects of our life can bring greater, deeper happiness. Happiness that is long-lasting and sustainable and not affected by outside influences or things that happen suddenly in our lives. This is what is very, very important. Most people want to be happy and healthy. most people, the goals, the intentions relate to happiness or well-being. Obviously, if we are very, very ill, happiness comes from health, from being well, being balanced, being able to function in life. And when any aspect of our life really is seriously out of balance, it can deeply, deeply affect our happiness, how happy, contented, satisfied we are with life. I want to share with you the wisdom from a particular book. It's a book that brings science and spirituality together. It is written by a doctor and a scientist who is a string theorist and quantum physicist. Her name is Dr. and Master Rulin Xu. She has co-authored this book with Dr. and Master Jigang Sha. It's called Soul Mind Body Science System. Many people have focused on mindfulness, heart-centered. So many businesses, one way or another, now having their names and in their purpose and their intentions, they link heart-centered and all kinds of other derivatives of the word. So the focus is there. The focus has been for some time there because the desire, the drive, the yearning for a greater depth, meaning, purpose, value in life has been there for quite some time now. So how to create, how to gain that further, deeper, wider meaning and purpose is through this alignment. To create alignment, one needs to understand first how to have alignment. In this book, Soul Mind Body Science System, the wisdom is brought to us that the hierarchy, if you like, in the lack of better words, what drives us is in the following order: soul, heart, mind, energy, and matter. Some of this we can explain through ancient Chinese philosophies and traditional Chinese medicine. What is the deeper, further wisdom is the soul and the heart. Now, we have focused on lots, mind over matter, managing the mind, choosing positive thinking, focusing on gratitude, positivity, many people set goals, intentions, what they want to achieve, aim at, and so forth, which is perfect. These are in the realm of managing the mind. This is mind over matter. We have come to a place where this is no longer enough, which is why we have been searching for that deeper wisdom, knowledge. This we can gain and reach through understanding that the heart is the boss of the mind. The heart is a receiver. The mind is a processor. What does the heart receive? The heart receives messages that the mind then can process. Where does the heart receive messages, we may ask? This is where we enter the new dimension, the new level, the new paradigm of soulfulness. The soul is internal. each and every one of us has one. Our body soul is the one that is in charge. It is the soul that gives the messages to our heart. The heart receives the messages, the wisdom, the guidance from the soul. The heart then passes these messages on to the mind to process. This is how the liver organ knows how to function. This is how the kidneys, the lungs, physiologically know how to function. They have a message that says, this is your job, your task, your function. This is how you will function. So when we do not have messages that are in alignment with our soul, that we just make with our mind, that if our mind is not in alignment with our heart and soul, the soul has the power to block us. This is when we experience feeling being stuck, like it doesn't work. Life doesn't work no matter what I try. I can't get past it. I don't understand why this isn't working. I've tried so hard. There is something beyond the mind that we haven't looked at, and that is to access the heart, the tunnel from the heart to the mind needs to be in better alignment, have better clarity. It needs to open further. If the tunnel, the funnel, is not clear and widely open, it's very hard to receive the messages purely from the heart. They can get distorted. And then the mind processes the wrong message. Or it processes the message differently than it was intended from the soul. So this is a little bit of a concept. A little bit of theory, a little bit of wisdom, where alignment really comes from in our lives. In the deeper perspective, having alignment of soul, heart, mind, and body. This one episode is not enough to understand this. And we will do further work on this throughout the month of March. It's the... Is it the first or the second Monday of March? It's the first Monday of March. So the next few weeks, we will continue working further, couple of weeks, on harmony to get us processing, to get us exploring how can we have deeper harmony? How can we create further, more solid, fuller alignment of our soul, heart, mind, and body. And as I said before, this applies to any aspect of our lives, in our relationships, in our business, career, health, and more. So we will explore the different aspects in the next couple of weeks. This coming Wednesday, which is the International Women's Day, 8th of March, I'm delighted to host a breakfast in the Sydney CBD, How to Create Harmony in the Life of Many Expectations. So we will look at this breakfast. I invite you to join me, those who are able to and are keen to come to Sydney CBD. You can find the details at the bottom of this post. You can find the details in our Eventbrite listing for this particular event. But now I'd like to lead you through a meditation so that you can start to experience perhaps a different perspective, to shift your consciousness around this wisdom, how to create deeper alignment that results in harmony. So we don't need to feel torn, not knowing which way to go. Most people feel torn in their hearts when they don't allow themselves to follow their heart's desire, when they allow the mind to give way, for example, other reasons, or we sacrifice our own desire because somebody else, we allow somebody else and their expectations to be the decision maker for us. So let us do this meditation. So preferably, if you can, pause with whatever you were doing and just allow me to lead you through this so you can experience something deeper, something stiller. So this is a meditation to connect with our soul, heart, mind, energy, and matter. Energy and matter form the body, the physical body. This is a guided meditation to help us to connect consciously with our soul, with our heart, that are beyond the conscious mind. There is no predefined outcome or right or wrong outcome for this meditation. So the more you can surrender yourself to the fact that whatever your experience will be just perfect, the more you will get out of this meditation, the more you will gain from this. So have an attitude and perspective of openness. Allow your soul, in other words, to guide you and to prevail a little bit more. Whether you will see, feel, or experience anything consciously, this could be the leap of faith in opening the door to experience your soul more consciously, more often, to have the life of soulfulness. So sit up straight if you are able. If you are lying down, that is fine also. If you are sitting up, have your feet flat on the ground. Always have your legs uncrossed. Place your both palms on your navel. This is different from many other techniques. We use our body, our hands, to direct energy. And in this meditation, as I'm asking you to place your both hands on your navel, I'm asking you to direct your own energy into your lower abdominal cavity. This is our center for energy, stamina, vitality, immunity, and more. When we feel depleted, we need to boost our energy in this area of our body. Now inhale, breathing deeply, and allow that breath to anchor in that abdominal cavity. Close your eyes as you inhale again. Closing your eyes allows you to focus more internally by letting go of the external stimuli. Straighten your spine as you are able. Just very gently stretching the vertebrae of your spine, elongating your neck. You can stretch your arms if you want. Roll your shoulders up, back, and down so that you can relax a little bit more easily, create more openness in the body, in the spaces. Feel free to stretch a little bit. Stretch your neck, your shoulders. Good. Continue to breathe just gently and naturally. Bring your focus, your attention into this abdominal cavity. Now I want you to visualize golden light inside your abdominal cavity. This is mind power. Body power is how we place our hands. Mind power is creative visualization. Golden light is nourishing, nurturing, healing, balancing, harmonizing. So imagine or think or visualize golden light coming into your body, into your lower abdomen. Imagining it coming in from every direction, 360 degrees. It's condensing and gathering inside your lower abdomen. It is creating a golden light ball. The light from this light ball is emanating so beautifully, so brightly, shining so whitely, reaching all the way to the top of your crown. Going all the way down to the soles of your feet. It's expanding. It's penetrating through every cell of your being. This is connecting the mind, the energy, and the matter. Now place your right hand on your heart chakra. It's an energy center in the middle of your body, inside the chest cavity, behind the sternum. And now visualize this golden light inside your heart chakra. Visualize it covering your physical heart. Visualize it going inside your physical heart and completely filling every fiber, every cell, every DNA and RNA of your physical heart. Your heart, you know it's pumping. It's pumping the blood. Visualize it or think or imagine it being this shining golden heart. The golden light is balancing and harmonizing your heart, nurturing your heart. It's clearing any negative messages from your heart. Now for the next part, I'm going to use my sound of heart and soul, song from my heart and soul, to guide us further in this meditation. Simply relax. Give yourself the message of relaxing and opening even further, even deeper. Inhale the light further into your heart. Now imagine yourself in your favorite part of the nature. Whether that's to be on the beach, in the bush, on a walk, watching a waterfall, listening to the waves coming in, listening to the sounds of the rainforest, smelling a beautiful flower, or being in the mountains, breathing in the fresh mountain air. Whatever your favorite place to be is, allow yourself now to travel there. Allowing the sounds of the nature, the smells surrounding you to come into your being. Allow all of your senses to awaken and inhale that nature around you through all of your senses. Hey, I, oh. Your heart feels so peaceful. It is so rested. It's completely relaxed. Nothing is worrying you in this environment. You are so peaceful, so still, so calm, and so balanced in this way when your heart is completely relaxed. Inhale that air, that beautiful fragrance, stillness, peacefulness. Now it is in this peaceful state of the heart that it is easy to connect with your soul. Your heart is so open, your heart is ready to connect with your soul. And this is important because your soul has such infinite wisdom for you to tap into. And your soul really wishes to speak to you today. So give yourself the message to open your heart even more fully, even deeper, even wider, to receive all that your soul has to offer today. Just spending a few more moments to be even stiller, even more peaceful. Allow your soul to give you some guidance, a message, some wisdom to bring greater alignment and harmony to every part of your being. Your soul will now speak to you. Your soul will now give you a message. Your soul loves you infinitely. Your soul has the deepest understanding for every aspect of your life, no matter what challenge you are experiencing. Your soul understands you. Your soul sends you his or her greatest love and greatest light. Your soul is so happy that you have connected with him or her today to create the alignment of all of the five aspects in your life: soul, heart, mind, energy, and matter. Your soul will transmit now wisdom, knowledge, power, whatever it is that you need to kickstart this process of deepening the awareness and creating the connection within every part of your being. Allow yourself to receive this. Fully open your heart to receive this. Finally, your soul sends you infinite love and deepest gratitude for you opening this connection to every part of your being today. Your soul is eternal. Your soul is with you at all times. Your soul is with you everywhere, no matter where you go, no matter what you do, no matter whether you remember it or not, your soul is with you. You have the power to connect with your soul at any time. This meditation has been a simple vessel to open the gate for you, allowing the mind to rest, the heart to open, to be a bigger receiver, the guidance, wisdom, knowledges, and more from your beloved very own soul, who loves you endlessly. Now inhale. Gently allow yourself to release this meditation and leaving the place of yours in nature. Allow yourself to return back into this space and time, back into this room where you are now. Inhale. deeply and bring your focus, your mind, your intention back inside your lower abdomen. Make a little circle with your hips. And another inhalation into that abdominal cavity and make another circle. Good. Wonderful. And with the next inhalation, stretch your arms above your head. Make a big stretch. Inhale, big inhalation. And exhale and make a big circle with your arms if you are able. Good. And you can release your palms, your hands from the navel. Well, you already did by making that stretch. But you don't have to return them. You can just shake your arms and stretch your legs a bit. Move your body. Good. And to close this practice, this meditation, we say how three times. How, H-A-O, means perfect. Get well. It's like an affirmation in the end. We say how. How. And thank you three times. Thank you. You can listen to this on a daily basis. You can listen to this at all times, whenever you feel like it, to develop and deepen the greater connection with your very own soul. So through this kind of meditation, we can start to access our soul. Once we practice more and more, we can experience the connection with our soul, even without going into a meditation, without going into a still state. We can start to feel the guidance from our soul. Some people can hear like a voice speaking to them. They just hear what the right answer is to a question, for example, that we're experiencing in our lives. Different people experience things differently. But the starting point is to start to develop the connection with the soul in order to start to create the alignment between the heart and the mind and the energy and the matter. So this is the starting point. As I mentioned before, we will work further on this the next couple of Mondays to create harmony. We are focusing on harmony during the month of March to honor Harmony Day here in Australia, and for it's just really an excuse to focus on harmony, because harmony is so important in every aspect of our life. Then life will flow and flourish when we have harmony. I invite you, if you're able, to come to Sydney CBD this Wednesday, 8th of March, morning 8 a.m. to 9:30 for a morning breakfast on International Women's Day. Half of the ticket sales will go to fund a World Peace Day concert that we will host in September for World Peace Day. You will have a beautiful breakfast. You will receive this book that I refer to, Soma Body Science System, as a gift, as well as a CD and an opportunity to have a private mini reading for you. I would be so happy to see you and meet you in person. You can click on the link below for the Eventbrite registration for this International Women's Day breakfast. I wish you a beautiful day to have more balance and harmony in every aspect of your life. And I will look forward to connecting with you again next Monday. Love you, love you, love you.